Just Tom Kelly on the top of that Ivory Hill, and with Ruth Brown, VP Education candidate. We were discussing what Ruth's handing out today.
So we've gone through all the pens. I was giving out free pens, and now we're on to post-it notes, trying to keep it sort of educational themed, obviously, for the position of VP Ed.
It's a bit unusual, isn't it, with usually sweets and fruit seems to be the theme of the day.
Yeah, well, I wanted to be a little bit different, give students something useful and hopefully more effective. I've seen students who just love the sweets but don't pay attention to the names that are attached to it. So,
are you worried that students aren't engaging with the SRC?
Yeah, definitely. Being on Library Hill, I've had the chance to go around and talk to students on the grass, which was really nice, but a lot of them were like, don't know if I'm voting, don't really know what it's all about. So I went around and explained why it's important, and essentially a few of us are running for paid full-time jobs, so that was good, but you just don't have that time to talk to every student and explain that. So I'm quite concerned that, yeah, students aren't engaging.
Because I actually spoke to a student earlier who said that he wasn't even aware that the SRC existed. Does that surprise you?
Not at all. You know, all the time, certainly with postgraduate talk convener this year, and for them, for some students it's a completely sort of alien concept, but for others they're just not aware that the SRC exists on campus, certainly not aware of what they do.
I'm aware that a lot of the postgrad positions are, no one's running for them at this time, largely to do with the fact that only really PhD students can run at this point in time. The postgraduate teaching students can't really get involved. Do you think that the SRC should change the election system in order to, is there any way to change the election system to accommodate filling up those seats?
That's a really good question. At one of my drop-ins, I had a student come up who is applying for postgraduate taught course next year, but hasn't had her final offer yet, and that's prevented her from running. So I'd say it's a good question, because I think some students definitely are going to be prevented from running as candidates, and that we should try and avoid that as much as possible.
Thank you.
Cheers.
That's awesome.